Okay, Bay College on the short end here in the first two playoff games. Well, Paco, the first game, obviously, not much to talk about, but the second game, I mean, you guys were right there, played some great ball. Jack pitched well. You know, how do you feel about today's doubleheader today?
In both games, it's the same story. It's just the first game was a little bit more extreme. Is when you give up free stuff in college baseball, good things are not going to happen for your team. It's going to happen for the other team. And that's kind of what we went through today. We struggled early on throwing strikes in the first game and walked away too many hitters. And then in the second game, we didn't make some plays that should have happened. When you have a ball land in the infield 5 feet from the pitcher's mound and then they go on to score four runs that inning, that's something you look back on as a play we should have made. And there was one or two more plays like that we absolutely should have made.
Yeah, you know, and then maybe it's a concentration thing. You know, you throw in on the stolen base there, and the pitcher, you know, cuts it off when he should. You know, stuff like that, right?
And that was more of a mental error than you realize. The one that hit Harrington in the back is we were in a bunt defense or a first and third defense where it was meant to go back to the pitcher. We were trying to play it safe there, and by him ducking and getting hit in the back, he gives up a run on that. So it you kind of inadvertently nailed it in the head with a concentration thing. Is just not being on the same page and not knowing where we're supposed to be in that cost us a run there. And it's
well, you also stranded nine guys in the second game here. Early in the game, you had a chance to have more than a 1-0 lead, right?
Yeah, no, and that's kind of something. Trying to be quick so I can talk to you. I'm getting these points in my head that I should have talked about with the team, and we'll have to talk about tomorrow. But yeah, we definitely had our opportunities. It's not that we didn't hit the ball well in that second game to only score one run. We had our chances, and sometimes that's the tough part of college baseball too. Is the higher the levels you go, the harder it is to string together hits. And we were able to get some guys on our offense. I thought our approach was fine at the plate, outside of a few guys kind of chasing, but we gave ourselves opportunities to score is exactly right, and then we just weren't able to hit when it was that time to score some runs.
This kid pitched well, though, for you.
Jack did an excellent job, and he's been doing that all year. He comes in and throws strikes, and in a year where our pitchers have struggled to throw strikes at times, he came in and once again showed our staff what we need and what we expect from our staff, and hopefully it starts to rub off on everyone else. But he's been a bulldog all year, and it's hard. It's hard when you go to the mound to take the ball away from a kid like that because he has a strong grip on it and doesn't want to let it go. And that bulldog mentality is exactly how you describe him. And you know, if there's young people that were here watching and or anybody listening, I think the big takeaway from Jack Bauer when he pitches is he's not lighting up the radar gun. He maybe hits 70 once in a while, he'll flip a 50-some mile an hour curveball at you, and everybody always wants to look at the radar gun and see how hard somebody's throwing. And it's really, you don't have to throw hard to be successful. You have to be able to throw strikes first of all, and then be accurate in the zone. And that's something that Jack does a very good job of, and that's why he's having success this year. And
did Greg Maddux ever break 85?
If he did, it wasn't very often. I can tell you that much. But and it's. It's just the area baseball is in right now. When you look at it, you watch a major league game, and everybody's hitting triple digits now. You kind of lose sight of what's really important, and that's the fact that a kid like Jack can get outs by throwing strikes.
Well, let's hear from him.
I'll let you talk to him. I'm done talking.
All right, at least to me. Anyway.